As I'm recording this, I'm sitting here in Perth, Western Australia, having been here about 10 days, and I've got about another 10 days or so to go. And as I reflect on how I'm spending my time between New Zealand and Western Australia, I'm getting this familiar feeling. I'm building again. Because over the past couple of years, I've been slowly building up my leadership development practice here in Perth. And this year, I've decided to double down on that. I'm originally from Western Australia, want to spend a lot more time here. So really putting a lot of effort into that. Around 20 years ago, I was doing something similar. But back then, I was facing the other way. I was living in Perth and I was contemplating a move towards New Zealand or to New Zealand. And I was wondering how on earth I'm going to make that leap. And in both cases, the starting point was the same. Relationships. When I moved from Perth to New Zealand back in 2007, I knew just this handful of people in New Zealand, and it comprised people I'd met in my travels around the world, people I'd developed solid, trusted relationships with, just good people. And that handful was enough to get me started. And from there, I grew slowly, deliberately, a network of relationships that opened doors, created new opportunities, and kept me focused and grounded. And some of those relationships are still active today. Others have faded, but each one played a part in helping me create the work I do now and live the life I do now. And it's the same today. Having lived away from Perth for nearly two decades, there's still a handful of people here who are my starting point. And tapping into this small network of good people is helping me get the momentum I need. And here's the thing. With many leaders that I work with, I notice this aversion to this idea of building and leveraging networks. I'll ask, what's the point? Some see it as transactional, others see it as inauthentic, kind of a grubby thing. And still, other people just don't even know where to start. So I get it. The networking word can feel a bit icky, but here's the thing. As you progress through your career, there comes this decision point. You can get serious about growing your network of relationships and therefore exponentially have more impact. Or you can stay at the level you're at. Neither choice is wrong. It comes down to what success means to you. And for me, success has always included this idea of creating some sort of lasting impact. And that's where I reckon networks come in. Because for those looking to create lasting impact, networks matter. Over time, I've come to see that the people in our networks can play different roles for us. Some open doors to new opportunities, others hold up mirrors so we can see ourselves more clearly. Some challenge us when we need it, those lovely people, and others can be our champions when we don't back ourselves. I found that there's these nine distinct roles people can play in our network. And having a balanced set of well-cultivated relationships across these nine roles can really help you accelerate your progress and stay grounded while you do it. Let me give you an example of what I mean. So there's one of those nine roles is called door opener. And this is a person or people who can connect you to opportunities you wouldn't otherwise have access to. A good example of that is Mike House. He's a fellow I just had on my podcast recently. Check out that episode out. He's been brilliant. He's someone who I've been talking to just about the West Australian market. He's lived here his entire career and he knows a lot of people. He's well known and he's helped me open some doors. He's made some introductions. We're going to be doing an event together and he's really helping me understand this landscape in ways that I couldn't have done on my own. Mike's a brilliant door opener. Another role is what I call critical friends. And a critical friend is someone who gives you that feedback you need to hear, not just what you want to hear. They hold you accountable and they'll really challenge your thinking. And they might be uncomfortable the way around, but they are so useful. They're just two of the nine roles. The others are trusted peers, able enablers, savvy advisors, alt thinkers, wise guides, good mates, and solid grounders. So here's the thing, you already have a network. Is it the one you need? The question isn't whether you have people in your network. You do. The question is, do you have a balanced set of relationships across those nine roles? And are you cultivating them deliberately? I reckon most leaders don't, not because they don't want to, but because they've never really thought about it this way. If you're curious about the strength of your network, through the lens of those 9 roles. I've created this simple diagnostic tool. It's free. It takes about 10 minutes to complete. It's one of those tools that you just gets going, oh, I've never thought about the people that I know and how I could help them and how they could help me mutually. It's one of the most downloaded tools I've ever created because I reckon it gives people really useful insights about where to focus their energy when they think about the relationships they need and want to have. I'll put a link in the show notes so you can download that. There's instructions, there's a little video, there's the template. Have a play with it. So a question for you, what might become possible if you invested more deliberately in your own network? What doors might open? What impact might you create? I reckon these are questions worth sitting with because whether you're building a practice in a new market like me, or creating change in your organization, or stepping into a new chapter of your own leadership, you don't have to do it alone. The handful of people you trust can be enough to get you started. Go well.